Previously on Homeland.
My pills. Someone tampered with them.
Oh, what, you think I did it?
Did you?
No.
She has a history of mental illness.
I don't know.
She would have been on a plane right now. Back home, relieved of her post.
Abdul Zahir. My son Ahmad.
What Haqqani wants for Saul.
This is Haqqani's entire command structure. You give up these five, he basically controls from here to Kabul.
There it is, wait.
I'm here.
I will not be a pawn in this prisoner exchange.
Escape or die, promise me.
I promise. We're seeing some Taliban presence in town.
There are too many of them.
What are you doing?
Too many.
No! I'm here! I'm here! And I am telling you, it is not hopeless. There is a way. So at the alleyway, you're going to take a right.
Okay. I'm in.
Okay.
Carrie!
Tell Haqqani we'll meet his demands.
I betrayed Saul. How can saving someone's life be the wrong choice? Nothing good can happen in this fucked up world that we've made for ourselves. I need you to do something for me, Dennis. It's going to be easy. You said you had something to tell me?
The ambassador's husband. He's working against you.
Zahir, Commander, Paktia Province, Chief Recruiter of Suicide Bombers from the Madrasas of Quetta and Rawalpindi, Faisal Ahmad, Deputy Commander of Coast Province, Overseer of the Heroin Networks of Southeast Afghanistan, Hafiz Jan, Commander, Sanya District, Mustafa Hashmi, Logistics Commander, Lugar District, and Amir Wasif, Commander, Wardak District, responsible for the attacks on Karachi Airport, the Kabul Intercontinental Hotel, and the UN compound. Sign here.
When just picked up the Taliban prisoners. They'll be in Islamabad in 2 hours.
Great. I'll tell the White House.
And you'll warn them about Haqqani?
You mean him getting five of his top commanders back isn't enough bad news?
I'm just saying, give them a heads up.
About what? A theory? That's all you've got, isn't it?
Haqqani faked his death long before Saul got on the plane to Pakistan. Getting his men back was not part of the original plan. It's a bonus.
It's a nightmare, as is this plan you want me to warn everyone about, even though you don't have a clue what it is.
I'm working a source.
Right. Your new best friend in the ISI.
Asar Khan saved my life. Then he risked his own to give up Dennis Boyd.
But that's all he gave you. What about who's running Boyd inside the ISI or what they're cooking up together?
Khan was willing to identify the breach inside our embassy, not betray his own people.
Or he's playing you.
Well, we'll know when we talk to Boyd.
John. Thanks for this. I know you got things to do and places to be.
what's up?
I need your advice on something.
It's a little delicate.
Grab a pew. First, can we keep this between us?
Sure.
It's about Sandy Bachman.
What about him?
Well, he was developing quite a rep for himself before he was killed, generating some spectacular intel on Taliban positions in the tribal areas.
Until he blew up that wedding, anyway.
True. Plus, his methodology wasn't exactly kosher. Turns out he was trading secrets in exchange for the information.
Jesus.
We were wondering if you might know something about that.
Me?
He was your friend, Dennis. He didn't have many. Did you ever see him meeting somebody he didn't recognize or carrying something out of the embassy he shouldn't have?
I don't think so. Not that I can recall, anyway.
This is the problem. The documents that he was passing to the other side, they came from your wife's computer.
Martha's?
I'm afraid so.
You think she gave them to him?
No.
You think I did?
Did you?
You're kidding, right?
I don't know, Dennis. Like I said, Sandy was your friend. Maybe he convinced you it was for the war effort.
It wasn't me, John.
You're sure? Because if it was, now's the time to come clean.
It wasn't me, I swear.
Okay. Well, look, if you remember anything, let me know.
I will. I'll rack my brain.
Thanks.
Sure.
You hear that? Thought we had him for a second.
We may so. He's making a call. Thing is, our evidence is weak. If he's smart enough to know that, he'll just keep stonewalling us.
So, one step at a time?
Yeah. Don't sweat for a couple hours, then grab him again. Take it to the next level.
Getting Saul back.
Oh.
Won't be 5 minutes.
Thanks, John. Dennis, hi.
Hi.
I'd like you to look at something. Do you recognize any of these?
I don't think so. Should I?
They're the documents John mentioned to you earlier. The documents from your wife's laptop. The ones you stole for Sandy.
Excuse me?
You heard me.
I didn't steal anything.
You were the only one at the residence at the time the documents were downloaded. We synced up the computer with your key card logs. You want to register your protest now, Dennis? Demand a lawyer? Hit the Constitution in my face? Threaten me with the wrath of your almighty wife? Or do we just assume all that crap and get on with it?
I'm an American citizen, technically on American soil.
You are a traitor. And I am the fucking CIA. You're not going anywhere until you tell me who Sandy's contact was at the ISI.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yes, you do. Because whoever it is now running you. And whoever it is had you break into my apartment and switch out my meds. Do you know what these are? Phenethylamine. Otherwise known as 25-I. Twice as potent as LSD.
I had nothing to do with that.
I ended up wandering around Islamabad in the middle of the night with no idea where I was or what I was doing.
I'm going to ask for that lawyer now.
You poisoned me. I could have died out there. You think I'm going to let you talk to a lawyer? Sit the fuck down. All right. Have it your way.
What are you doing?
Saying goodnight.
You can't just leave me here.
Oh, don't worry. I'll be back.
Welcome back to Islamabad. I hope your journey was not uncomfortable. Now, by the grace of God, we will strike the heaviest blow at the Crusaders who occupy our country.
How long have they flown over our homes, bombed our weddings and funerals, murdered our women and children? We will drive them from our skies. We will show their crimes to the world.
This man,
Saul Berenson, chief of the CIA, he, by the grace of God, will bring us back our brothers. They will march with us to Kabul and raise the flag of God over our country again.
رابی آرام کرو کال شیطان کی گردن پر پاون را کینگه
Hello.
Perry. It's Mira.
Mira. Hi.
I've spoken to Ambassador Boyd. She said that it's all happening tomorrow morning.
Yes. The White House has given its blessing. The other parties in the exchange are already here. By noon tomorrow, Saul will be back in the embassy.
You say that the White House has given its blessing, but has the CIA?
What do you mean?
I know that giving up these people for Saul is a loss. It's a bad loss. I know you'll want to turn it around.
Mira.
I know what the CIA is like. People are expendable, even its own people.
Oh, Mira, listen to me. Do not worry. Lockhart is not running the exchange tomorrow. I am.
I'm talking about you.
Gary, you're so good. You've become so good. So professional. I know it makes Saul proud, but...
Before the CIA, I'm asking you to remember just normal life. And that I love him. Saul, my husband.
Yes.
And I believe you do, too.
Yes.
And I am begging you, don't let him die. Don't let him die.
That is? That's your friend, Sandy Bachman. Better look quick, seeing he hasn't got a face.
You think we behave badly? This is how the other side behaves. These are the people that you're in bed with. These are the people that you're spying for.
No.
Yes. Killing a CIA station chief, that's a big deal, Dennis. It's a very big deal. Nobody, not even the ISI, would do such a thing lightly. It means that they are protecting another agenda. It means, almost certainly, American lives are at stake, either here or in Afghanistan or back at home. Do you understand what I'm telling you?
I'm not stupid.
Then start fucking talking.
I can't tell you what I don't know.
You passed state secrets to Sandy. You broke into my apartment. You dosed me with a powerful hallucinogen. What else have you been asked to do?
Nothing.
You say that you understand, but I don't think that you do. This is a matter of national security, Dennis. You have no idea how much discretion that gives me.
What do you mean?
I can call in a professional interrogator. I can have you rendered to a black site.
You can't. We don't do that anymore. That policy was repudiated.
Publicly it was.
You're bluffing.
I am authorized to kill U.S. citizens on the battlefield, you motherfucker. Don't think I can't do whatever is required. Don't think that I won't.
Go to hell.
You know what, Dennis? You just fucked yourself.
Wait, well, what are you doing? What are you doing?
My goddamn embassy. Open the door!
Ma'am, sorry. Ma'am!
Why is he in here? I'm questioning him.
You're what?
I believe he's...
You have no fucking right to question anyone, in my embassy without my say-so. Dennis, come with me. You are finished here. Do you understand? You are finished everywhere.
She accused me of spying for the ISI.
What?
Apparently, I'm in league with the people that killed Sandy.
You are?
I am.
Did she produce any evidence to support this?
Just threats and accusations.
You sure? Nothing specific?
Nothing. Why do you ask?
Because it's unlikely they would have invented something out of thin air. They must have had contact with someone they suspect. Any idea who that could be?
No, not offhand.
What about at the university? One of your new students? A fellow professor?
Honestly, nobody.
Come on, Dennis, there must be somebody. Think. You can tell me. Even if you're having an affair, you can tell me.
I'm not having an affair.
Okay.
Jesus.
Okay. Just trying to help. Listen, I gotta deal with this Saul business.
Go. Go. I'll be fine.
Stay here. Don't talk to anyone. And if Matheson tries anything again,
I'll call you.
Do that. He denies everything. Fuck!
What did he say?
Nada. Zip. It's like he knew I was playing him. Got to admit, part of me was impressed he didn't fall for it. It's hell of a time for him to discover a backbone, isn't it? I'll keep trying.
Excuse me. Briefing for the exchange starts in 40 minutes. Vehicle's on standby. We gotta go.
Bring Saul home.
Nothing in it, Dennis. Now, let's just concentrate on getting
the
phone
back. I want you to stay here.
No.
Quinn.
No, I need to be at the...
I'll have special forces, 2 security details. I'll be fine. I called in the Global Hawk from Bagram. It'll be at 45,000 feet in Overwatch, but I need you in the office room monitoring it.
What am I looking for?
Anything the ISI are conning my tribe. Maybe getting their guys back and keeping Saul, maybe even killing Saul.
You think that's likely?
Don't know, but I know there's something else going on.
I'll keep my eyes open.
O'Toole. See? Very good.
Boy, you need to stop. I'm sorry. You can't leave the house.
What do you mean I can't?
For your own safety, sir.
I've got to get to my office. I've got to pick up some papers. It'll be 20 minutes.
I can't let you do that.
Well, then come with me, man. I need these papers. I've got work to do. I just can't sit around this house all day.
Thank you, Sergeant.
What is this? I can't even go to my office.
Why do you need to go there?
What do you think? I have essays to mark.
I don't believe you. What's in the bag?
Nothing. Papers.
Show me.
Don't be ridiculous.
Sergeant?
Ma'am?
Give me Mr. Boyd's bag.
Are you kidding me? Come on. Just... Come.
Clothes? Passport? Money? Really? Tell me what you're involved in, or I will have you locked up.
I'm involved in nothing. I've done nothing.
Dennis, please stop lying.
I'm not lying.
Take Mr. Boyd to the guard room. Hold him there.
No phone calls, no visitors, no communication with anyone.
Martha.
Let's go, sir.
Martha, don't do this. Don't do this, Martha!
It's Matheson.
Morning, General. My deputy, John Redmond. Captain Franzen, who's in charge of the prisoner escort. Director Lockhart is in with you. Why should he be? Is he not interested in the safe return of Mr. Berenson? Mr. Berenson was taken from an area controlled by the ISI, just like this.
Is that why you brought your private army?
Shall we get on with it?
Excuse me.
This is where we are. And here, this area of the tarmac is where the exchange will happen. And as you requested, it has clear lines of sight and is not overlooked by any building.
Where will your side be?
This hangar will be our staging point. We will be in clear view outside of it. The CIA position is here.
How will Mr. Berenson be delivered to the exchange?
When we see the Taliban prisoners and have confirmed their identities, we will contact Haqqani's representatives. They will then deliver Mr. Berenson to the point of exchange.
What assurance do we have that Haqqani won't attempt to overrun the site once the prisoners arrive?
The Pakistani army controls this site, not Mr. Haqqani.
Sir?
What about the exchange itself?
Haqqani's men believe Mr. Berenson is here. Plain sight, then withdraw. You will believe the prisoners who will walk at the same point uncomfortably.
What is it?
This doesn't feel right.
Once they are parallel with Mr. Berenson,
we're really exposed out here.
I heard the location and all the specifications your side gave.
You heard? You mean you didn't know?
I was shut out the planning.
Is that unusual?
You could say so.
Is there something going on? Some kind of double cross? For God's sake, tell me.
If we see one, or hear one, or hear of one, Mr. Berenson will not be returned.
And neither will the prisoners. But assuming a successful handover, may I remind you of your agreement? The prisoners, once exchanged, remain with the Pakistani military custody. This was a preeminent condition of the White House and the President Obama.
Yeah. Okay, we'll do.
Yes, of course. We do not want to see these people on the street any more than you do. Is there anything else, Mr. Redmond?
If there is, we all have radios. The frequencies are set and secure. Let's get on with it.
I agree.
You put it on. Why don't you fucking coward?
He's hepatobatic, Mr. Berenson. Because 1 year ago, when you were director of the CIA, a drone killed his father and brother.
He's hepatobatic.
Show's about to begin. Here we go.
Bring them out.
prisoners are here. We see them. Now we want to see Saul. Take you out.
Still there.
What are they waiting for?
Saul Berenson, let the prisoners go.
Not until those men pull back. They get in the van and drive away, or the prisoners stay right here.
What the fuck is that? They left a kid behind.
What's the boy doing there? I don't know. He has to leave too.
Bombast. Jesus.
Watch the prisoners.
Get him on the ground! Break them. Don't see.
What the fuck is this? Suicide vest? We didn't know. Obviously, Haqqani doesn't trust you. You tell Haqqani anything happens to Saul, we execute the prisoners right here, right now. Tell him. Who's got the detonator? Quinn, kid with the bomb vest next to Saul. Find the detonator.
Could be anywhere. Everyone has a damn cell phone.
The boy's insurance. As soon as the prisoners are free, he will leave with them.
What guarantees do we have?
Haqqani will not kill his own men.
That is your guarantee. But you need to do this now. Now!
Okay.
Lock the prisoners!
Otto! Get you
up. There's the most movement to us now. Everybody's moving over there.
They know that point. They have further out now.
Get him
dumped.
What's he doing?
Stop the prisoners.
Stop the prisoners!
Oh! What the hell is Berenson doing?
Rojo!
Maybe he doesn't trust the boy. The boy is not the problem, Berenson is.
Berenson! You send him all to it!
Go on, man! Do it! Fucking do it! I'll send my men. They'll get him to his feet. No, you send soldiers.
Haqqani will blow the bomb.
I'll do it! You son of a bitch! I will do it! I will blow us all away! Hold the fucking hell! Hold the goddamn fucking hell! Thank God! Thank God for all the hell!
Okay.
Okay, just you.
You son of a bitch! I will do it! I will blow us all away! You son of a bitch!
What is she doing?
She's trying to keep this thing alive.
So, it's me. So, you gotta move. Hey, you need to move. I want you to come with me.
No.
Saul.
What?
I promised Mira I was bringing you home.
You think I want to go home? You said this wouldn't happen. You promised me no exchange.
Couldn't let you die.
It wasn't up to you. It wasn't your call. You think I can live with this? I can't even look at it.
Saul, listen to me.
No, you listen. Do not give them those prisoners. Do not give them one prisoner. Just go. Go.
I'm not leaving without you.
Then we both die here.
Both? What about the boy?
What about him? He said his prayers. He thinks he's going to fucking heaven.
He's a child.
They put the vest on him. Not us.
So that makes it okay? Do you know who you sound like? Them. 14 years of war, and this is what it's come to? Asking a child to blow you to kingdom come, and for what? For fucking what? This is not who we are. This is not who you are. Please. Please. Please stop. Get up. Get up. God damn it. Get up. Get up. No more dying. I want to go home. Come on.
John?
With you?
We're ready. Send the prisoners.
Lock him!
یه خطرناک دلو بنه سر این گو تانه بیشن
آت کولو جانی دو این کو
outside, man.
Thank you. The prisoner exchange works. A few hairy moments, but Saul Berenson is now on his way back to the embassy.
That's good.
How did we end up here?
Martha, listen to me.
Yes.
You know, this is all the fault of the CIA. Ever since that body was bombed, it's been the CIA.
Don't.
They are responsible. They have no evidence against me. Making all this stuff up.
Contact Kerry Mathis.
Sir?
Over here. Embassy security cameras.
Where is that?
I-9. On the route Mr. Berenson's convoy's taking.
Sir, there's no answer from Kerry. Comms are down. The convoy must have been hit.
What the fuck? What the fucking fuck? How far is that?
About 4 blocks.
Deploy the Marines. Get them out of the embassy into the blast site right away.
Since convoy's been hit.
Oh, my God.
The Marines have left the embassy. It's Lockhart's orders.
Where is Lockhart?
CIA officer, ma'am.
Martha, what's going on?
Some kind of ambush.
Where?
Out on the streets. I have to go.
Wait. Where are the Marines going?
To get assistance.
All of them?
Why not? Dennis, why not?
That's what you wanted to know.
Who?
Tasneem.
Tasneem is your contact? What did she want to know? Tell me.
How Kerry Matheson got in and out of the embassy.
What did you tell her?
With the tunnel under the embassy.
Thank you.